Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. As the world watches in horror the continuing disaster in the Gulf of Mexico, it might be wise to remember that there was plenty of warning against deep-sea drilling and plenty of opposition to oil drilling in general, just not that much noticed in the Western world. Perhaps some of the most vehement opposition came nearly 13 years ago from the small Ua tribe in the remote cloud forest of the Andes. They let it be known that if Occidental Petroleum carried out its plan to drill for oil on their territory, they would commit mass ritual suicide. Living in the beautiful cloud forest region of the Eastern Andes, the Ua first gained international attention in 1997 when they threatened to commit mass suicide by jumping off a 1,400-foot cliff if plans to drill on their land were not halted. The Ua said that their land was sacred. They believed that, quote, oil is the blood of Mother Earth, and that extracting it would disrupt the spiritual and ecological balance which their tribe is charged with maintaining. In March of 2000, three indigenous rights activists helping the Ua were murdered: Terence Freitas, Ingrid Washinawatuk, and Liana Gay. Terence was one of the founders of the Ua Defense Work Group and had devoted the last 2 years of his life to supporting the Ua in their campaign to stop Occidental Oil's project. Ingrid and Liana were coordinating with the Ua to launch an educational project designed to maintain and promote the Ua's traditional way of life. In May 3rd of 2002, in the face of fierce opposition from activists around the world finally rallying to the Ua cause, Occidental Petroleum formally announced withdrawal of plans to drill for oil on Ua lands. They stated that, after all, it appeared there wasn't that much oil there anyhow. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.